This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Yesterday was a bad day for me. I always hate it when Apple comes out with new stuff. I know this has nothing to do with my topic. I got to get this off my chest. If you are like me and you are completely involved in the Apple ecostructure, you must give up wanting the latest stuff because it is a lethal pursuit. They will tell you that everything that you buy is the last thing you're ever going to need. So if you buy the MacBook Pro, check. You're never going to need anything else until the iPad. So then you buy one of those. Check. You don't need anything else. Oh, no, wait a minute. The iPhone. Check. Then you buy all that stuff, and then they come out with a bigger iPad. They put an S on the end of your iPhone, and they make the MacBook Pros thinner and more powerful. So don't be like me, children. Similarly, don't be stupid like the Tacoma, Washington city government, excuse me. Because gun control advocates in Tacoma, Washington, they've decided to think inside the box. You see, in Tacoma, they have these drop boxes for drugs where you can drop, if you've just gone out and scored a few kilos of coke, well, you can drop it in the drop box, no questions asked. I'm so sure that happens. They've decided to do this for guns now. They've decided to put secure, I guess like mailboxes in place for you to drop your gun. No questions asked. Tacoma Police Chief Don Ramsdale told the News Tribune the main intent and goal is just to get these weapons off the streets. However, the president of the Tacoma Police Union, Sergeant Jim Barrett, said, are we really expecting these people to walk down the street to this drop box with the gun tucked in their shorts and drop it off? It doesn't seem to me to be a thought-out process as of right now. I think it's pretty stupid myself. First of all, if I were a criminal, let's say I was one of these hitmen that they, or one of these drug killers or whatever, you know. If I go out and murder somebody, I can just drop my gun in the drop box, no questions asked. I get away with the crime. They never find the murder weapon. Probably got melted down or turned into a plowshare. Who knows? The second thing is, how long would that drop box be allowed to sit there filling up with guns? Let's say it actually got used. Filling up with guns before some gun thieves looked at that and said, you know, there's a gun shop without a lock on the door. I mean, people back up to convenience stores all the time with a pickup truck or back right through the front of the convenience store, throw a chain around the ATM machine because they all have them nowadays, and try to take off with the ATM machine. Why wouldn't they do that with a gun drop box? I've got a gun safe. Now, the thing about the gun safe is that it weighs over 700 pounds. If somebody is big and bad enough to get in where it's at and get it out of the house and then run away with it, these guys are very bad boys, and I don't want anything to do with them. Enjoy my guns. A drop box, however, how big and how heavy can that be? So they're proposing either a complete and total waste of time and taxpayer money and police resources, because that would have to be looked at from time to time. O'Flanagan, let's see if we have any guns in the old gun drop box. Okay, O'Leary, let's look. No guns in the gun drop box. I told you the chief was an idiot. Yeah, on we go. Or it will become a gathering point where then some very enterprising criminals who, you know, it turns, they don't steal. Most of the guns that criminals use are not stolen, and they're hardly, I mean, it's not even statistically a blip about how many actually get bought by straw purchasers. They're actually given to them by friends and family, most of them, the biggest majority of them. But, of course, we could just go ahead and start a new a new source of guns for the criminal-minded out there with the Tacoma City gun drop box. They don't make any mention of how well the drug drop box works. You know, when you are a drug addict, you're not thinking about no questions asked. You're thinking about your next fix. And how many casual drug users are there today besides marijuana? How many casual drug users are there today that are just walking around saying, you know, I've been trying to kick this heroin habit. I don't look at drug drop box. Today's the day. Then they drop it and move on with their day. Go on to become some sort of a scientist or something. Move on with their life. How often does that happen? Getting out there and putting some passive, feel-good piece of hardware out there to gather something, which would probably then be stolen because it's available. This isn't even good theater for me. A host on KIRO's Tom and Curly Show agreed, we have this need in the community to have a place where people can innocently drop guns in boxes. Can you imagine someone walking up to the box, look around and put the gun in there? Can you believe anyone would do that? Now, one thing they think is maybe they could just cut a slot in the side of a building and make that the big gun box or something. And law enforcement would swing by like the post office does, which is also run by the government, and get your mail and get it out there in an expeditious manner, right? This follows similar attempts by other cities to get illegal guns off the streets, including gun buyback programs. And cities across the country have offered residents cash, bikes, and even jobs in return for turning over a gun. However, here's the problem. The people that are turning in guns are not lawbreakers. They're not turning in real viable firearms 90% of the time. They're turning in junk. You could turn in a gun, like a shotgun. These break down the middle or top breakers, whatever you call them. I don't know one. The double-barreled ones. They seem to have a lot of issues from time as they age if they're not maintained well. So you ride up there with the three pieces, the stock, the barrel, the trigger, and the buttstock, and you turn that in and you get a new PlayStation 4. Who wouldn't do that? There's two ways to decrease crime in a urban area. You have to either increase police patrol, which means you have to hire people, or you can let people carry guns, which nobody in these metropolitan areas really wants to do. They really don't want to do that. Now, Washington State recently passed I-594 last year. I guess it was last year. That's done nothing either. Keep at it, Washington State. We'll be right back. Irony is dead, by the way. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
So I found out the other day that at guns80.com, a lot of people don't get the Ghost AR-15 rifle kits because they're afraid that they won't be able to do the machining work required to drill out and make ready the lower. Well, listen, guys, gals, I am not that good of a machinist, I promise you. But I was able to take a drill press with an XY table and knock this out in about 45 minutes, and in all honesty, mine looks really good. Go get yours. Don't be afraid. It's easy. Guns80.com. Go to guns80.com now.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection.
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. House Democrats right now, if you want a little irony for yourself there, they're pushing what they call the Gun Trafficking Prevention Act of 2015, while at the same time blocking an investigation into a gun trafficking operation, you see. I'm referring to Fast and Furious is what they're blocking. The bill is offered by Representative Elijah Cummings, who's done everything in his power to assist the Obama administration in stonewalling over Fast and Furious, which is one of 10 gun-walking plots that were carried out by the Obama Department of Justice and the ATF. They put out a little press release concerning this bill. Representatives Carolyn Maloney, Patrick Meehan, Elijah Cummings, and Robin Kelly, all Democrats, will hold a press conference to announce the reintroduction of a bipartisan bill. Bipartisan, of course. Except I don't see any. Oh, there's one Republican, Patrick Meehan. Yeah, but that makes it bipartisan. In the House of Representatives is to make firearms trafficking a federal crime and impose stronger penalties for straw purchasers who buy guns for convicted felons and others who are prohibited from buying guns on their own. Last week, I talked about a straw purchaser who had enough counts against him to have put him in jail for 550 years, and he would have had to pay $2.5 million in fines, and he got 1 year probation. And we need more gun law. The reintroduction of this comes on the heels of a House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform hearing tomorrow on violence at the U.S.-Mexican border. Now, it's also co-sponsored by Representatives Mike Fitzpatrick, Peter King, and Dan Donovan, all Republicans. Only two of them from New York, one from Pennsylvania. At least they're ratcheting back the scale of their lies here. First of all, Fast and Furious and a whole lot of other things have been predicated on the 90% lie, okay? That is to say that the ATF and the feds have been saying that all the gun, 90% of the guns recovered in Mexico have an American source, primarily from gun shops in the southwestern border states. So 90% of the guns found in cartel violence, the big lie is that 90% of them came from American gun shops. Now, when they started perpetuating that lie, they did not know the Obama administration was supplying the Sinaloas, because they're the nice, warm, cuddly drug cartel, with firearms through numerous gun-walking plots in every border state until much later. It was only after a pair of Walt guns were recovered at the scene of the Brian Terry murder that the plot began to unravel. While they lied about the percentage of guns of U.S. origin in 2009 when they claimed the 90% came from American gun dealers, now they claim it's 70%. However, here's where this comes from. The Mexican authorities who confiscate guns only turn over, let's see, what's the numbers here? Mexican authorities recovered 100,000 weapons. Of those, 18,000 were determined to have been manufactured, sold, or imported from the United States. And of those 18,000, 7,900 of those came from sales by licensed gun dealers. This is actual breakdown of what's out there. Now, that's 18%. At its outset. And then that goes down to, what, about, I don't know, 9%. Both then President Felipe Calderon and American President Barack Obama have tried to claim the 90% of the firearms. However, that 90% number comes from the number of guns that the Mexicans give back to the ATF once they've seized them, the 18,000. Which, what is that number? That number is ridiculously low. And of that number that they repatriate to the American authorities, 90% of those have come from an American source. So from the gun shops, it's about 9% of the guns recovered in Mexico. And who knows how long they have been there. 20% of the guns that they do collect from the Mexican drug cartels are turned over to the U.S. for identification. A total of 18,000 were determined to have been manufactured, sold, or imported from the United States. As a result of that inconvenient truth, the myth being pushed by the Obama administration and championed still today by anti-gun elements of the media quietly went away. Although it will resurface over and over and over again. Now, Representatives Carolyn Maloney and Patrick Meehan and Cummings and Kelly and you want to stop gun running? You really want to stop gun running? Go get Eric Holder. Go get Hillary Clinton. The state knew about this. Go get Barack Obama. Go get their minions at the Department of Justice, the ATF, the Department of State, and the White House. Put them under oath and let them explain how tens of thousands of weapons were smuggled to the narco-terrorists under the orders of the United States government, if you want to stop gun trafficking, really on any scale. So if they want to stop gun, I want to see gun trafficking stop. That would be good. They can start by stopping the participation in the stonewalling of the Congressional Oversight Committee, which for the life of me, I cannot understand how they allow that to happen. Why don't they just tell them to shut up and let the procedure go through, and then they can raise their voice in protest? They need to let it just happen. And it needs to be justice for all. It needs to be blind. Lady of Justice holding the scale, she's wearing a blindfold for a reason. She wears the blindfold because people, you know, when this system was set up, they understood that there would be feelings and agenda involved. And you have to put yourself above that. So you wear the blindfold. You're blind to things like feelings and emotion and agendas. You just go by the letter of the law. The nation of laws, if you will. The Democrats and some unwitting idiot Republicans are unwilling to look at the federal government, the U.S. government, and, you know, call a spade a spade here. Sorry. They have committed gross gun trafficking violations. And until they allow that to go forward, we don't need to hear anything else about gun trafficking laws and proposals coming from the faces of these hypocrites. When we get back, something for some listeners out there that are listening right now, WBWI, on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP.
The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I have a station that listens to me on a daily basis, WVWI, out of the U.S. Virgin Islands. And the U.S. on the U.S. Virgin Islands, everybody that lives there, they are American citizens, just like me and you. And but they're considered an unincorporated territory. And what that means, that constitutionally, thanks to a series of 100-year-old Supreme Court decisions known as the Insular Cases, constitutional protections for basic civil liberties do not apply to the residents of the U.S. Virgin Islands. And in the U.S. Virgin Islands, the territory has very restrictive laws relating to firearm ownership and carriage. They have 6 different color-coded flavors of licenses for the Virgin Islands. Pink, which is law enforcement, retired law enforcement, personal protection, special circumstances. Blue, which is for business protection. Green, target shooting, sports use, and home protection. With the target shooting license, you must be a member of a gun club. It must be unloaded when traveling to and from the range using the most direct route. Shooting range, they have one in the St. Croix district. Currently, St. Thomas does not have a shooting range. Therefore, there's no target shooting licenses being issued in that district. Yellow, home protection only for handguns for use only at the residential address is typed on the license. Gray, farming, where you can have a rifle or shotgun. This license can also be used for boat and home protection. White, all active law enforcement. That's quite the minefield to walk through, you U.S. Virgin Island resident peoples. Now, there's something else going on there, besides the fact that it's very restrictive there. On the island of St. Croix, they've been having a bit of a gang war. That was in sort of in progress on that island over the weekend. From the Virgin Island Daily News, there was this story: an uneasy peace settled on St. Croix on Sunday, with a state of emergency in effect and the community still on edge after one man was killed and at least seven other people were wounded in gun violence in several spots around the island Friday afternoon and Saturday morning. Police believe violence was retaliatory in what Police Commissioner Delroy Richards Sr. described as gang warfare. Violence was notable for what some described as indiscriminate shooting, as well as its delicate locations, mid-afternoon outside of a daycare center, in housing communities in the early evening while it was still light, when children were playing, and along the well-traveled portion of Queen Mary Highway near Central High School on a Saturday morning. So what it basically boils down to is in the U.S. Virgin Islands, just being regular and just wanting to, well, they're U.S. citizens without the protections of the Constitution. How about that? So this is a little bit like Wisconsin being caught. Well, they're a lot like New York and New Jersey and Maryland and Illinois and California. Yeah. Former Senator Holland Redfield, he analogized one scene as like that of a combat zone. He has a home near the two housing communities. He said in an interview that the drive-by was like nothing he'd ever seen. He said the only thing I could compare it to was being in a combat zone. He spoke of automatic gunfire and of the residents of the community in a panic. He said a group of cars came in with front and back doors rolled down, men hanging out of them, shooting indiscriminately. That sounds like the KKK in the 60s, doesn't it? Of course, there was an answer for that. And there was an answer for that because most of the United States is covered by the Constitution. So that was when the Deacons for Defense decided to take up a few shotguns themselves. And when they'd see the KKK coming around the corner with the windows rolled down and men hanging out of the window shooting indiscriminately at their church, they would light them up. Firearms Rules and Regulation Manual further states that licenses to carry firearms will only be issued to officers and employees of the Virgin Islands government, where such license should be issued by virtue of the duties of his position. Bank guards and any regular ordinary citizen who establishes to the satisfaction of the commissioner that he has good reasons to fear death or great injury to his person or property, or who establishes any other proper reason for carrying a firearm, and the circumstances of the applicant and the testimony of at least two credible people. If you got people riding around in cars with the windows rolled down and they're rolling into some neighborhood and they start letting it go, Virgin Island government peoples, that means everybody qualifies. Okay? If you know who the criminals are, Virgin Island government peoples, go get them. This is your test. You get to test your gun control policy right now. You can make the difference. You could prove everybody wrong. Right now, there's some people in the U.S. Virgin Islands listening to me, U.S. Virgin Island government peoples. They deserve to be as safe as I do. You should. You should be getting out there and either doing the deed or getting out of the way and let them take care of themselves. You found out how well it works, haven't you? You can't be everywhere at one time. There's only so many of you. For somebody like me, if I was going to the Virgin Islands, I would have to contact something called the Firearms Unit. They recommend that you do not bring your stateside licensed firearm onto their beautiful islands if we're only going to be visiting for a short time. If we bring them to the islands without contacting the Firearms Unit, we could have them confiscated and be prosecuted in accordance to the laws of the U.S. Virgin Islands, which should be the law of the United States government, you know, the United States, but, you know, not going to quibble over it. With all that in mind, these attackers on St. Croix, Virgin Islands government peoples, probably broke a myriad of gun laws there on the high and mighty U.S. Virgin Island criminal code. Those laws that you have in place had no impact on their capability of throwing violence at regular people, at regular citizens of the United States who live on the Virgin Islands. I think if I were a law-abiding resident of St. Croix, as an example, I would be applying for a pink permit right about now. I'd be going after me a pink permit. Because I will tell you this, as you've discovered the hard way, which, and it's always, the hard way is always one that's lined with tears, isn't it? You can't stop crime with law. Crime has to be stopped with force. Crime as it occurs, they can investigate it, they can go find the criminals after the fact, they'll do everything after the fact, after your loved one is dead, after you're dead. So you have to make a choice. Go get that pink permit. I have no data so far on armed self-defense in the U.S. Virgin Islands. I would love to see some. But right now what I do see is this little carve-out, which for some reason our non-supreme Supreme Court carved out for the government of the U.S. Virgin Islands, saying you guys can do whatever you want, and your people have no civil rights under our... You know, you're part of us, but you're not part of us. Push it. Be part of us. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. You know, getting into a gunfight is a lot like tailgating. If you've ever thought of it that way. When you're tailgating somebody, and all of a sudden they slam on brakes, you have to react to that. And whether or not you have a wreck is all going to be based upon how quick your reaction is. And you may not have enough time to react anyway if you're tailgating too close. In a gunfight, you are already at a disadvantage because they are going to act first. Now, unlike tailgating when you're driving, at least most people have a modicum of attention on what they're doing. When most people are out and about, they are completely unaware of what's going on around them. Case in point, Virginia, Roanoke. Bester Flanagan, Allison Parker, Adam Ward. Now, Adam Ward had a good excuse. He had his back to the shooter. Allison Parker was 90 degrees turned away from him, which means peripheral vision comes into play. She and her interviewee, who finally got out of the hospital yesterday, I think, did not notice Bester Flanagan pointing a gun at her. Completely oblivious to it. Now, I don't know what kind of reaction they could have had in that, but they were completely unaware of it. That's just an example of them being unaware that I'm using there. First of all, in a gunfight, you have to have a brain process that's pretty quick. If you see a gun coming out, being pointed at you, one of your loved ones, or just coming out where it shouldn't, like, say, in a coffee shop, or somebody walking into a convenience store or something like that, you know something's going on. Your brain has to process something is going on. Your brain has to tell you, hey, wake up, the guy in front of you has just produced a gun. Just like it has to when you see him slamming on the brakes in front of you. Your eyes have to see that, and then they have to send a fax to your brain. Your brain has to think about this and retrieve from your memory banks the correct response. Oh, yeah, I need to pull my foot off the gas and hit the brake. Oh, yeah, I need to reach down and uncover my gun and pull it and bring it up. That's when it's starting at your brain. Then your brain has to fax that message to the affected muscle groups and limbs to get it actually going. Then you have this whole thing about time and distance with a tailgater. Distance is critical. In a gunfight, time is critical. Brakes are designed to bleed off energy and turn your car's forward motion into a friction. But your car is going to cover a certain distance while this is all happening. So, that becomes a bit of an issue. Now, there's a valuable concealed carry or self-defense lesson to be learned from the dangers of tailgating, and it all boils down to the fact that action is always faster than reaction. And that principle is the cornerstone of Colonel John Boyd's OODA loop theory. OODA loop, OODA loop, whatever it is. That stands for observe, orient, decide, and act. If you describe the process that I just laid out to you about deciding to stop your car with the dude in, you know, when that dude in front slams the brakes, there you go. Now, in self-defense scenarios, when your assailant acts, there's a certain amount of time required for your brain to observe what's going on. That's the first O. The orient stage is more complex and varies with one's prior experiences, beliefs, and genetics. If you were like I was prior to the heart attack, there wasn't going to be a whole lot of orientation going on with me unless something was really close. That has changed. Now I can cover a little bit of distance a lot quicker. When you're in the second O, when you're in the orient stage, your brain is filtering what it sees to develop context. Then your brain assumes what needs to be done, and then your body goes into action and you start doing it. The next stage is decision. While you're in the orientation stage, you're already going into the decision stage. As a matter of fact, all of these, once everything begins, once the first O begins, everything else is going to follow, and it's going to overlap till you finally get down to the A, the act part of it. The action part of it is very important because it is the deciding factor. You have to go from reaction to changing. What you're going to be doing is you're going to be basically disrupting their plan. When you disrupt their plan, you're going from reaction to action. And that is the key and the cornerstone to any sort of a fight. If you're in a hand-to-hand fight and they come forward and they're a good puncher, then you need to change the dynamic of that fight and take them to the ground where their punches won't mean anything. Likewise, if they're a good kicker, you need to be inside their range and punching them until they bleed out of their ears. If they're coming at you straight away, you need to be circling. If they're coming at you from a circular, you need to be going away at an opposite angle. You have to disrupt them. This is all theoretical science. Understand this. Your action is going to be based upon what's coming to you. There is no one answer to this quandary. You're going to have to react in a way which is going to be disruptive, and then your reaction is going to change and segue into an action. And then you have changed the dynamic of the fight. You have taken control of the fight, and now he's fighting your fight. If you have a gun pointed at a bad guy, they can still shoot you before you can pull the trigger, even if their gun is not pointed at you. That has happened over and over again. We've seen this in drills. We've seen this in lessons. I mean, and it happens with people with both experience and no experience. This is all about the absolute science of action and reaction time. The suspect starts the action of raising their gun to shoot. You react and process to that stimuli, and then you change what's going on. Now, reacting and changing the stimuli means you move. If he's pointed at you and you remain stationary, you have just become a bullet catcher. And there are no gloves that will slow that down. This is why keen awareness is crucial to your day-to-day life at all times. This is why it's critically important. You're already behind the eight ball if somebody attacks you. It's not going to be so telegraphed. It's probably going to be somewhat close. It's probably going to be happening as you pass somebody or somebody coming up behind you. Very few people are going to attack you from the front. They want to see your back. And you've got to be able to flip a switch. And this should not be daunting to you. Your survival should not be something you sit back and say, oh, this is so complicated and so hard. You should have a vested interest in your survival, really. Considering your own survival should be the main thing you consider. In a gunfight, like I said, your primary goal should be to not be shot. And there's a lot of things you can do to make those odds better. But it does take some activity. It does mean that you actually have to get up out of the chair. You have to go into the mud. You have to get into the dirt. You have to go somewhere and shoot. But it all pays its own dividend. Coming up next from BearingArms.com, it's going to be Bob Owens. We're going to lead off with the Republican presidential candidates. Who owns guns? On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at GeorgiaOptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.